previously on Valiant.
We, Ziadani and I, have been receiving visions.
Visions, you say? Of a temple?
How did you know that?
I've had visions as well. It's the reason we started this pilgrimage.
I think I know where the temple is. Yes, it sounds to me like the Temple of the Whisperer, which is about a week north and somewhat west of here between the mountains and the Glass Desert.
All right, so you make your way to the temple. There is a pair of staircases that descend into the pyramid, and the way is open. And the skull door opens up to another chamber. This chamber has two stairwells that lead down, much like the ones that descended down into this floor.
Right. Into the dungeon.
Now you have access to the top floor and this other set of staircase without much other trouble. You did it. Excellent. You've cleared this first floor for the most part. There is technically that northwest area that you haven't gone into, but hey, now you have access to the next level, the third floor.
So we need to open the deer fan door as well as the hand, and that probably means going down these stairs to figure out how to open them.
Potentially.
Wait, so remind me what the one door that we did not open, that we couldn't figure out how to open, was.
There are two doors you haven't opened. They both lead to the northwest. One is a jaguar door, and the other is the deer/fan door.
Right, okay.
You haven't seen any jaguar or deer fan symbols.
Mm-hmm, gotcha.
Everything else you can access with the combination of you know, using the people you have here and all the other switches that you
can. So we haven't neglected anything. The remaining doors are just the ones that we have yet to find a mechanism for opening.
Correct.
Excellent. All right. When we have someone meditating, do both of these staircases open up or just...
They do. Okay. So Muvarin goes to meditate and opens that up. So now you just have Cranton and Umaria to hang out with you. Which of these two staircases, the western one or the eastern one, would you like to descend?
I say we go west first.
Sure.
I mean, since you have an opinion, let's do it.
Hopefully it helps us get through the areas to the northwest. I mean, probably won't.
I expect like last time we'll be going up and down in between them.
Yeah, we'll be right
probably.
Back.
All right. You descend down to the next chamber. Let me describe this for you real quick. It's another big open room. To the north, there is, in the north wall, there's a humanoid skeleton just kind of lying there. Next to the skeleton is a raised panel with a deer head carved into it. Hey, would you look at that? Also, hey. There is an archway that leads off into a room to the west.
Do we want to check out the room before we deal with the panel?
Yeah, let's just take a peek since the door's open.
All right, so you head off to the west to this next room. It's a larger chamber. There appears to be like a compass rose symbol kind of style thing carved into the floor. And I guess it'd be the diagonal directions. So northwest, northeast, southwest, and southeast, there appears to be four pressure plates, much like the other ones that you've been encountering so far. In addition to that, in the northwest portion of the room, there's another doorway. This doorway has the symbol of a coyote's head on it. One last thing. On the northern wall, there is a bunch of symbols, as well as a number of arrows pointing in a variety of directions. I will click this button to show you that it appears to be referring to combinations of northwest, northeast, southwest, and southeast.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like, depending on the combinations, you can get a jaguar, a sun, an eagle, a, I don't know what to prefer, this third one. There's like a little devil. There's a totem. There's a hen, a loaf of bread. There's a rooster. And finally, there's a key, depending on your combinations.
Oh, my God.
Does that key have a skull for a head?
Yeah, like a skeleton key.
Yeah.
For fun.
Now we can go to the jaguar door if we want. We found the way to open that.
All right. And what symbol was on the pressure plate that was over here?
It was the deer. The deer. So that's the one in the first chamber where you first descended.
Okay. I wrote that down. Good. Well, let's check the other side.
Well, we need the deer and the fan to open that one, right?
Oh, right. There were.
Because it was a
there
deer.
There were two. So I think the only one we can probably do right now is the jaguar.
But then we also have to get back to it. Which we can't.
We should be able to go around through the skull door, right? Because we put the statue on the skull pressure plate. And then we can leave our two remaining NPCs in this room to be on
the pressure plate. Did we put something on the skull?
Yeah, I drive
over.
We
have one of the statues on.
No, you put it on the hand pressure plate at that final room.
Oh, okay.
The one that opened it back up to where Saren was.
Oh right, that was the one I was thinking. Does that allow us to go all the way around, or are we still blocked off after that one?
Based on what your current combination of press switches and stuff is, you couldn't get back to the jaguar symbol just yet.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be too hard to do that by taking the destroyed elemental and getting to. You would have to do some finagling, but you can eventually leave it opened up so you can get back to that jaguar symbol.
Okay, so I think
just fast forward to you having done that.
Perfect. Do you think that means pushing all four opens everything?
That's what I'm wondering.
I guess we could try. Should we try that real quick before we make our way to the jaguar room?
Except we don't know what lies beyond some of these, and then they're just roaming.
Yeah, I am somewhat thinking there wouldn't be so many complicated puzzles if you could easily solve them by pressing all four. Then we probably wouldn't have that key with all the different symbols and directions on the north wall if you could just unlock everything by pressing all four.
But to press all four, we'd have to have four people stand on the pressure plates.
That's true.
In four different places. Plus, the very fact that we're thinking that maybe we shouldn't do it just because it looks like it'll solve everything means that it is, in fact, its own puzzle. So even if it solves everything, there's the risk that a group will decide not to do it because it might solve everything.
Okay, well, we can stand on them for 2 seconds and see if the door to the left opens. And if it doesn't, that answers our question.
I vote we do that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so you're going to stand on all four of the pressure plates on the compass rows. Then.
Yep. We'll see if Coyote opens.
So the I'll put Saren on this other one here. As you step onto all four of them, the out of the center of the compass rose rises a spirit.
Oh.
Let me... It does not look kind, unfortunately.
I suspected that.
Yeah, hey, a wicked, scary spirit comes out. And it looks hostile. We're going to roll for initiative.
Sure are.
But does the coyote door open?
The coyote door does not open.
Oh.
So a malevolent-looking spirit comes out. It seems to have a key around its neck.
Oh, there we go.
There
you go. Useful.
And it rolls for initiative. Let's see your initiative bonus. Buddy. Oh,
quick, somebody get Cranton.
Well, Cranton and Amari are just outside of this room. I'm going to always assume they're somewhere safe.
Yeah.
All right. So this ghost that's totally not a wraith, don't believe what it says on the initiative tracker.
Yeah. Oh, we can't see that.
Oh, you can't see it. Well, I didn't say anything. All right. So it flies over toward Ev.
Ah!
Because I randomly rolled, and that's who it got. And it tries to touch you, which is not very cool of it. I think a 32 will successfully touch you.
That's critical.
It's critical. All right.
I'll spend an essence point.
To redo that?
Yeah. Right. I don't want to be criticaled.
All right. It's now a 27.
Great. That hits, but it's not a critical.
Not a critical. All right.
So there's just a flash of energy that comes out of Ev and surrounds the spirit.
It gets you for 8 negative damage. Give me a fortitude save.
Okay. Make sure I don't have anything active that I'm not supposed to. Nope. 26?
Okay, you're fine. And then it goes to try to strike you again.
Okay.
And this time only gets an 18, which I think is just
a miss. That is a miss.
All right, it's Ev's turn now.
Okay. A bit of dark energy flows out of Ev as he's touched, because that was false life temporary hit points that were drained away from negative energy.
Okay.
And Ev just like turns his head slowly and tries to figure out what this is with a recall knowledge.
I would need a religion check for this.
Which I'm not super great at, but I rolled a 16 for 24.
Hey, this is a wraith. Who would have known?
Liar.
They're malevolent undead who drain life and shun light. Hitting them with sunlight is going to stun them. Also, they start draining your life, and if you die to one's touch, you become a wraith yourself. It's incorporeal, so all the weird ghost stuff that comes with that
all right.
is in place.
I'm prepared
so
for
Ev
this.
Just says, this. Yeah, Ev just says quickly, this is a spirit of malevolence and death and negative energy. It hates light and drains your essence, and it's going to be hard to hit because it's a spirit. Ev is going to... What are our rules? Do I know of any way any of us can produce light?
You have essence points.
Yeah, I was just wondering if by default. Okay.
I can produce fire.
So I
That's
now
not the
can...
same as sunlight.
I know.
I used one action. Ev will use the tried and true. This one's... Is this divine? Primal for me. Okay. So Ev holds up a hand and then thrusts its forward
like more to like gesture at the creature than to try to grab it, and just says, "Be gone, undead!" And Ev's using disrupt undead.
Okay, that provokes an attack of opportunity.
Oh goody!
28 to hit you.
Hits.
All right, you're gonna take some more negative damage. Total, that's 11 negative damage. Give me another fortitude save.
I rolled a one. I'm going to use it as a point reroll.
It's not going to be good. You're saving all your ones for the boss fight.
24?
That's enough. You're fine. Yay. Anyway, go ahead and do your disrupt undead now.
All right, yeah. So it's going to be a basic fortitude save, DC 22. And let's see, the damage I do is 3d6 plus 4.
Okay.
For 16 damage.
16 damage.
Well done.
If the creature happened to critically fail my save, it's also enfeebled for a round.
It is not enfeebled.
And would take double damage. Okay, that's the end of Ev's miraculous surviving turn for now.
All right, it's Sarna's turn.
I am going to blast it with fire, which has a range of 30 feet, so I don't even have to move. It's a 25 to hit.
25 seems to hit.
Excellent. 10 fire damage.
Okay.
And then
you have an action left.
Yeah, with my last action, I am going to raise my shield.
All right. Siadani's turn.
I'm going to cast Electric Arc.
Okay.
So it is a fortitude, or sorry, a reflex DC 22.
Okay. Got it. It fails, and you have an action left.
All right, so that's 12 damage. And then with my final action, I think I will shoot my gun at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shoot the wraith.
So I have a 23.
23 is just off. It just misses.
All right.
Leading into Saren's turn.
Does Sarna have a non-magic weapon that they use?
No, all my, or really the only weapon I use is my sword, which is super magic.
You don't still have your old sword?
No. I believe that this sword got magically upgraded. So it's the same sword, I think? Oh, wait, no. I got a new sword with identical properties to my old sword.
But you don't have the old sword.
I guess I don't see why logically, like in character, I would be carrying it with me. I want to help you out, but I feel like I wouldn't be carrying an extra bastard sword. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, then I am going to cast Ghostly Weapon on one of my spare throwing pistols.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That gives it the Ghost Touch property rune. But I can only cast it on a non-magical weapon. And then, for the moment, I am going to cast Shield, because I already took two actions.
All right. The Wraith doesn't relent and continues to attack Ev.
I'll come help you in a minute, fine. Buddy.
24.
Hits.
24 hits? Oh boy. You sure are a spellcaster. All right. give me a fortitude save as you take 13 negative damage.
Sure am. Let's see. 1d20 plus 12. Oh, this is 16.
I'm not gonna reroll.
Okay, you become drained one.
Hold it. Just a second. I am going to use Halfling Shared Luck. When an ally within 30 feet fails a skill check or save to allow the ability to reroll.
There you go.
Hey.
29.
Yes. You avoid becoming drained one.
Awesome.
My second attack was...
It was 11 damage, right?
Yeah, 11 damage.
All right, good. I did it right.
No, 13 damage. My mistake. Oh. Trying to cheat yourself out of 2
damage. I really thought it was 11.
the second attack roll. Where'd it go?
Misses, right?
Lost track of where it was. 17.
Misses.
And yeah. Final attack roll. 12. Yeah, those all miss. It's Ev's turn.
All right, Ev will step.
Okay. You step off of the switch, and the wraith disappears.
Oh,
interesting.
And there is no, you'd be too far away for that. Yep, the wraith disappears, and we're out of initiative for the moment. Hey there, Luis here. It's me, your GM for Valiant. I don't have a lot going on this week. Not much to bring up about the episode, so instead I'm going to take a moment to talk about a little effort to hashtag unionize Paizo, which you may or may not have heard of in the last couple weeks. It was successful. I and many other of my fellow Paizo coworkers were able to put in the effort and be successful with our efforts to unionize and be voluntarily recognized by Paizo. And that's very exciting. It's the start of hopefully some very good and exciting things for the future of the company. We'll see what happens with that. It's, you know, just the first step on that. But what I wanted to talk about was all the people, all the support that we received for this effort. I saw so much support from the fans, from other, just all over the place. It's amazing how far this reached out in the world. I saw it capped at a number 5 on the trending list on Twitter on that first day when the announcement was made, which is amazing. I think it's amazing that we even got on the trending list, let alone the 5th place. That's great. We were doing better than National Dessert Day, which I don't know how I feel about that because I really like dessert, and I don't know if I would put myself above desserts in the world. But support was amazing. It's so much love, so much... having so many people in our corner was so great. And in particular, I want to thank the freelancers that offered their support, whether or not they were part of the effort to not turn in work in solidarity, stuff like that, or if you were just kind of rooting from wherever you were as best as you could. I want to thank all of you. I work with so many freelancers directly, and it's been so great to see just how much they like us in the end. You know, I think we are very grateful for all the work that they do, and then there's no way to ever repay what they've done for this, I guess, other than offer more work and give them some money. But yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate everything. I consider many of you freelancers that I work with directly my friends. So it's a double whammy of support from both friends and freelancers, and it's just been great. So thank you, everyone in the Paizoverse, everyone in the supporting of the union efforts and us as a company over the years in general. You know, I haven't been here for the whole time. I've been part of the fan base that was supporting us, but you know, I think
the fans really recognize the efforts that the people at Paizo have been putting forth and continue to put forth to make a great set of games for people to enjoy. So thank you. This week's episode is a rarity in that I get to have an encounter and a combat before this mid-episode break and also after the mid-episode break. It's usually one or the other. So that's pretty fun. Puzzle combats are pretty neat. It's just a fun little thing. I don't have much else to say on it, so just enjoy the fight and we'll get back to it here. And you'll probably hear from me with the next episode. So let's hear that guitar.
Wait, I want to kill
just,
it.
Like, looks around. I couldn't stay in that spot anymore. It was going to drain me.
Why don't you two switch spots?
Yeah, we can switcheroo. Let's switcheroo.
Yes, we can. Right. I like that idea. Great idea. Okay. Can maybe I get healed first?
So this throwing pistol is only going to be ghost touch for 5 minutes.
Okay, let's get back in initiative order as soon as we can.
Ev would have stepped off.
Amaria can give you a 2-action heal if you really need it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, she's not going to use her full slots for this.
No, that's fine.
You get 23 hit points back.
Oh my gosh. Yep. That fully heals me.
She sure is a darn good healer. It's almost like she is a very capable priestess.
Yeah, almost.
Thank you so much, really. Okay. Do you want to already be on the spot, or should I step on ahead of time?
Oh, I had already stepped on.
I'm right. There. Oh, then. Now, Ev, after that healing, just nods his head graciously and then steps on.
Okay, let's roll for initiative.
It occurs to me, Sarna, that in the future you may want to carry a spare non-magical bastard sword so that I can give it the ability to affect.
Yeah, I probably have it in my room at Nana's house. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Alternatively, buy a ghost touch rune.
Yes.
The Wraith appears once more. It's not first on the initiative this time.
If its health is all the way back up.
It seems to be in the same state that it was when it first appeared.
Okay, good.
when it first appeared,
it's fully healed.
Oh, we did. Oh, God. Okay. Well, that was what I was afraid of.
I mean, we just have to stand still and take it.
It has a key around its neck. It's Yadani's turn.
Oh. Do I want to haste Sarna? Or are we very concerned about this Wraith being all ghosty?
I would say hasting me is probably not the super most useful thing right now because I'm not really using my sword strikes and I don't need to move because we have to stay on the pressure plate. Right. So I would save the spell.
That's true, yeah. All right, I am going to Electric Arc.
Okay. I guess so.
Reflex DC 22.
Reflex DC 22. It saves on that. Still takes six damage. All right. Yeah. You have an action left.
I'm going to shoot it with my pistol. So I have 25 to hit.
Yeah.
25 is a hit.
For 4 damage.
It's a ghost, and most of it goes through. Yep. But you have... Yeah, even with a magical weapon, it wouldn't matter there. All right. Time to randomly determine who it's going to choose to attack. All right. Looks like it's going for Zyadani. 27 to hit Zyadani. Oops, I should have put
that. That will hit me.
Okay. You're going to take 18 negative damage. Give me a fortitude save, please.
All right. I have 26.
You are fine. Does a 23 hit you?
23, yes, it does. All right, how much negative damage did I take for the first one?
You took 18 negative damage.
18, okay. And then 23 will hit me.
You're taking an additional 13 negative damage. And I require another fortitude save.
21.
Okay, you're going to become drained one.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's find the drained condition on here. And then it's Sarna's turn.
All right, I'm gonna try one of my greatest hits and blast it with fire. Oh, it's a 19.
19 is a miss.
I'm gonna spend an essence point. Reroll. 23.
23 is a miss. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. You didn't add the plus one from the reroll.
So oh, 24 yes. Would be a hit. 24. I always forget about that. Does 24 hit?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so that is going to do another 10 damage. So exactly what happened last time. And with my last remaining action, I will raise my shield.
All right, it's Ev's turn.
Ev starts first with, remember, if someone can, maybe make light, searing light if possible. And Ev will gesture out with his hand again and said, "Be gone, creature!" And is using Disrupt Undead again. Basic Fortitude, was it? Yeah, basic Fortitude DC 22.
All right, it critically fails.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Okay, so that means it is enfeebled one for one round. It
takes 26 damage.
Yeah, it takes 26. And for my last action, one quick action. I have just chance. Ungaho and cast shield. With a flick of the wrist, even though it's not necessary. Done.
Saren's turn.
All right. For one action, I'm going to put up Inspire Courage. So plus one to attack rolls, damage rolls, saves against fear effects. And then for two actions, I am going to telekinetically project the spare throwing pistol I have that is now currently a Ghost Touch throwing pistol.
Yeah.
As ridiculous as that is.
You mean as amazing as that is?
I will hit a 24.
24 is a hit.
All right. 17 damage.
17 damage. Beautiful. And it strikes true. Seems to hit it entirely properly. Cool.
That is Zyadani, a darn good throwing pistol.
Hey, the Wraith is right there. Its key is just hanging from its neck. If you wanted to, you could reach out and grab it.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. Yeah.
Okay, it would be an athletics check to grapple.
Oh.
Or we'll say a thievery check to steal. What's that action called? Thievery check to no steal. Steal is the correct word.
I'll try it as a thievery check for now.
Okay.
I have 23.
23 will not do it. It moves away as you reach out.
Okay. Then I'm going to turn into a coyote. Okay. I need a temporary HP.
You do. How much temp HP do you get from that?
I get 10 when I turn into a coyote.
Okay. I'll throw the coyote token. The coyote.
It also increases my athletics, so I can attempt to grapple it next turn.
There you are. Feel free to fiddle with your HP as necessary. It's just going to continue its attack on Coyote Ziadani, but it is enfeebled, which is good, except when it rolls a 19. A 35 to hit you.
Oh, it can re-roll that, please.
Okay, it will do so. 28 to hit you.
Yeah, that'll hit.
It's not a crit, though. So it's that's not. Something.
That's the slogan of this session. It's not a crit.
15 negative damage. I need another fortitude save.
All right. 24.
You are okay. It continues its attack. It is very rude. Natural one won't do it. Ha ha ha. 22?
That misses.
That misses.
Because I'm a coyote.
Because you are a coyote. Sarna's turn.
Flare bolt.
Flare bolt.
26 to hit.
26 is a hit.
And again, 10 fire damage. And I will raise my shield. I'm just going to keep doing this until it's dead. That's my plan.
All right. Ev's turn.
I'm having some problems with my hit points.
Yeah, I'm just checking something on that topic, actually.
I'm having some hit point difficulty.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great, 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 great. All right. I know what I'm doing now. So Ev will rake his fingers through the air.
I thought you said break your fingers first.
Oh, no. Blood magic. No. He rakes his fingers through the air and seems to collect the moisture that they've brought in just from opening up the doors and breathing. And as the water gathers on his hands, he points over to Coyote Ziadani and just says, "Your wounds be healed," and the water flows over, and I am doing heal as a second level spell.
So that's going to be 2d8 plus 16.
Yeah.
Love your watery powers.
Yeah. Lutch. Just call me Katara. 25 healing.
Woo!
Excellent.
And then Ev repeats Angaha with a shield spell.
All right. It's Saren's turn.
I will maintain the Inspire Courage and fling the Ghost Touch throwing pistol again.
Ghost pistol.
Praying for a critical.
That'd be nice, but it doesn't seem likely.
Critical telekinetic projectile is gorgeous.
Natural 20, 33.
Oh my god. That was beautiful.
Natural 20. There you go.
I'm so happy.
Go ahead and roll that damage and then we'll double it.
Can I re-roll damage with a essence point?
No, but I'll tell you that's enough to destroy this.
Yeah. All right, so it's 11, which doubles to 22, ghost touch.
You've destroyed the wraith, and the little key that was around its neck clatters to the ground. If it weren't ghost touch, you wouldn't have been able to destroy it. I'll have you know. So good job.
Well done, team.
Key clatters to the ground. And what's next?
Well, we have a key.
I
want someone to grab the key before we step off of these blocks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ziadani can reach it.
In my jaws. Yeah.
Adorable.
You do that.
And then I assume someone steps off of one of their pressure plates.
Sure.
And the key does not go away.
Ah, phew.
But if you were to stay on the pressure plate, another wraith would eventually show up.
So. Oh, no.
I think that's a great point to take a break here.
And woo, we'll see
about what happens afterward.
This has been a No Direction production. Valiant is an original homebrew campaign and is possible with the support of listeners like you. If you would like to support Valiant and the rest of the No Direction Network, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/nodirection. Join us next time for the next episode of Valiant.